Welcome everybody to PGA Tuesday Tidbits Cup with Gup, the British Open. Hope you guys are doing well on a beautiful Tuesday morning. Lots to crunch in the next, 36 hours now. We will be at lock for DraftKings. Tons of content out there, tons of information to digest. Hopefully this helps you get a little caught up. As always, use British this week for 30% off. Come give us a free trial, 7-day free trial, which includes your discount. And the next week, if you cancel before the 7 days is up, that's fine. No harm, no foul. Otherwise, you'll get charged and the 30% will be taken off. And then if you want to upgrade, let's say you just do the content only and you want to go to full tools, your 30% will be included in your upgrade. No harm, no foul, no risk. 30% off. Use the code British. Come give us a trial. We are we're going to introduce the stacking for the British Open. We'll get to the weather later to see if we have anything like that, but we are close to releasing stacking for all the sports. Especially as football arrives, that's a huge deal. We've been testing it the last few weeks. Several good things. NASCAR did a test last week with it. Going to be a huge improvement for us overall in the optimizer and the green machine. I can't wait till we get the football season and the football tools roll out as well. Gonna be good times. Let's get the listener league filled up. It was 70% early this morning. Awesome job, you guys, way ahead of pace for that I thought. 1k to first, flat payout structure, limited rake, top three get GC swag. If you listen to this, just reach out to me, DM me, and I will let you know how to get that. Last week's winner, since I didn't get to do it on the Smash because it was still going on, was Hot Soup 14. He was a previous winner, so he's already in the league. He had Henley, Kazire, Zach Johnson, Labiota, Rogers, and Shank. Great lineup. Saw him in several other things up there, so I'm sure he had a great week. Congrats to him. YouTube comment and iTunes rate and review winners will all be tomorrow. Three of the prizes are going to be right behind me. You see this Masters deal. I got one for y'all there. We got a Masters hat clip, a Masters cup. Those three will be given away, as well as I have some Masters balls. I will be giving away some DFS money. I'll be giving away merchandise. Ways to enter that. Two of the Masters giveaways will be from iTunes rate and review. That goes a long ways. If you haven't done it, or you forgot, or you don't know, go in there real quick, rate and review us, give us 5 stars, leave your Twitter handle or DK name or Slack name if you're in Slack, and I'll find you somehow, some way. YouTube, rate and or subscribe, like this video, and tell me who your favorite play in the 8K range is. There's also another way to get in. If you listen to the Smash that came out Sunday evening, that'll tell you another way. So there's three ways to get in. It's all free. It's all easy. Giving away a lot of stuff tomorrow on Movers and Shakers podcast. So you still got, I'll try to do that as late as I can and still give time before the E9. Want to get everything in so everybody has time to digest before we lock early tomorrow night. So probably have a solid 20 hours or so to get those three things done. Should take you 1 minute to get all that done. Helps us, goes a long way. And I'll give all the giveaways on the Movers and Shakers pod tomorrow. So come check that pod out as well. Tidbits for the week for me. Updates, just to make sure I had some questions in Slack. It is top 70 in ties. Similar to the, I guess it would be, was it the PGA or US Open? Can't remember. One of those is top 70 and one's top 60. No, US Open, I think, is top 60. So top 70 in ties, regardless which one it was, I forget. But this one is top 70 in ties, but still 156-man field. So I do expect potential for lower 6-6s, especially with the volatility and variability of this specific tournament. 6-6 will be premium. As we saw with the US Open, the Millie Maker lineup, or two of them, didn't even have the winner, Rahm. So I'm not saying it's more important than the winner per se, that anything can change. But we have seen majors a time or two. I remember when Tiger won, he wasn't in the winning lineup. So getting that 6-6 is very important. So many withdrawals right now. I was going to put this out last night. I had all that research done and updated. I have now the final field as it stands with tee times locked and loaded. For my research and stuff, and then for my final ranks, it'll come out tomorrow. can still have other withdrawals. We've heard from the players. We've heard, you know, clips, you know, some frustration. Not really going to get in all that. I get both sides of it. You know, some players get the strictness and the, you know, bubble and stuff, but then at the same time, they're like, well, we have 32 fans coming out every day, so some of it doesn't make sense to them. But regardless, it seems like it is very stringent over there. I would not be playing a lot, or I would be very cognizant leading up to lock. You know, we could have anything happen that morning, which would be morning over there. For us, it'll be midnight, 1 o'clock, depending on your time zone. I would just be able to be around if anything happens and have a quick backup plan per se. I know that's hard, but we could find out, hey, contact tracing, this guy's out, or whatever. It could still happen, right? It could happen any week on the PGA right now, but I think this week is even more of a likely, not likely, there's more of a chance of it with the way that they're being very strict with all of it. So, with that in mind, I'll be up until lock. I know the Slack will be hopping and all that. I will add every channel that I can if we see something like that last minute. So if you're a premium member, we'll have you covered there. I'm sure all over Twitter as well. Rain came yesterday as expected. I talked about that Sunday. From tourney looks fine, medium to strong north winds. I'll get into a little course update at the end, but no more rain as of now. If you do have concerns on weather builds or stacks or something like that, just getting to my end of the pod here in a minute, I currently don't. But if you do, I would have maybe two or three different build sets ready so that maybe something comes in late at last minute and you see a huge AM favor. Maybe you have an AM build set ready, or AM, PM, PM, AM, or split, or whatever. Label them, have them all ready. I mean, you can build, you know, as many as you want, you know, anywhere. Use the green machine. You can stack. Now you can stack waves if you want. You know, select all these guys. You want only these guys, that kind of stuff. If you think that's something that you're going to take into consideration, I would have those ready so that as we get closer, you're not having to scramble too much there at midnight tomorrow, something like that. Kind of highest owned trending right now. Very loose on this because there's so much content out there, so much information that can skew things. That, you know, I'm running more on some historical stuff that I've done in the past, and some of it's a little trust and feel this week. There's a lot of unknowns, a lot of more names that we're not familiar with. But as far as up top, I think we got a somewhat of a clear picture. Trending highest right now for me, JT, in no specific order, JT, Grace, Fitzpatrick, Hatton, Ustie, Shoffley, Patrick Reed, John Rahm, Brooks, and Spieth are the top 10 trending highest for me right now. Can and probably will change before we lock final ownership tomorrow and send it out with the final ranks. Potential sleepers and low owned for me, some of this will cross over from Sunday, but now that we've had some withdrawals, ads, all that kind of stuff, kind of shake it up, get a little update, and then we'll have a little bit longer movers and shakers to get a full deep dive for you guys, and then obviously we'll be full in on the premium content. Garcia still sticks out to me. 6-8% is where I have him kind of in the range. I like him. I think he'll do well this week. I like that ownership. I do think in general, like, we don't have to be cute everywhere. Like, I think, and you don't have to be safe everywhere either. I think you can take some chances, but there's some good players that are going to be, you know, sub 10% that does give you enough of a leverage spot, where you can still pick up top. You know, if you want to go Rahm, who's going to be high owned, Brooks, Spieth, Reed, all those guys are going to be high owned. Doesn't mean we have to fade all of them. It's all about the builds in general. Neiman, 5-7%. You know, I don't mind taking a stab at that. And I think this week you don't have to be as overweight on certain players compared to some. So what do I mean by that? Like a Neiman, 5-7 is probably pretty accurate. I'll get down to one in a minute. Bryson, you know, maybe you want to be 2X on him, because what if everybody starts going, well, I'll just add Bryson because he's going to be so low on. I'll just add, little more chance of him being higher owned than projected than maybe a Neiman. A Neiman may not be, a Molinari. Molinari's next on my list, 3-5%. I like him. 13th at the U.S. Open. He's finished top 36 or better at three of the last four British Opens. Obviously missed the cut once, but, you know, we've seen signs this year of life and some good, obviously 13th at the U.S. Open, but even before that in the early spring and stuff, he, you know, showed some getting better and stuff like that. He won here, obviously, 2019. So I don't mind, or 2018, I'm sorry. I don't mind Molinari, 3 to 5%. You know, Kokrak, 3 to 5%. Missed the cut at his first British and then the 32nd. As on fire, as good a form as anybody right now, at least top five in the field as far as form. So, you know, big miss at the U.S. Open when he was super chalky. Well, now we're looking at 3 to 5%. I don't mind getting some shares of that, although his game could maybe be terrible here. Who knows? But I think a player that caliber, I'm willing to take a 3 to 5% risk on in the player pool. Richard Bland, I talked about Sunday. I still like him. Probably a little bit more of a buzzword in the industry than we would like, but I still see sub 4%, probably 2 to 4% in the grand scheme. And I'm talking more the large MMEs and all this kind of stuff. Obviously your single entry, stuff like that are going to be a little bit different, but the big Millie makers, the big $5, the big $3, stuff like that. $1 mini maxes, all that is kind of what we're aiming at on this, trying to gain leverage in that field. Rosner is a guy that is climbing my rankings as we get towards Wednesday, 1 to 2%. He missed the cut at AT&T and PGA Championship by one shot. He shot 5 under at AT&T. So I know the missed cut looks bad in his limited time over here, but he still shot 5 under and missed it. I believe he shot +6 at PGA or +5. He had a horrible first day and then came back and shot a decent round two, still missed the cut, but 18th at Memorial, you know, not the easiest. Kind of like some of that. 1 to 2%. Again, we're looking at these guys that you don't have to get stupid crazy with and could give you leverage in a lineup. HV3, a late ad. A lot of these late ads I think you can take a look at, simply because some optimizers, some places don't even have them loaded at this time, or maybe not. I think HV3 will be, but some of these other guys, you know, that aren't auto selections or haven't been talked about or haven't been in rankings and stuff like that all week kind of tend to go under the radar more often than not, because so many people jump in early. So, you know, we started with a major, it's even worse because you can start research. I think it was last Wednesday or so the salaries came out. So people start getting in that mindset and they just start tweaking and stuff, and not enough go back and kind of take a revisit look, which is why I do the deep dive and then the final. And I like HV3, obviously, but I'm not going to play a super chalky one, but I'll play, I don't see him getting above 3%. Low owned, cheap, you know, he's in the 6,000s. A guy well known for pars are your friend in certain situations. You know, he can go par 72 holes in a row. I think he's going to be there on Sunday. And not that he's going to do that, but I just, you know, that mentality type that he has at times, I think can do well here. Again, it's a 1% to 2% guy. Chan Kim, I've talked about him. He's going to be 1% or less. T23 at the PGA Championship, T35 at the WGC. He's played in two British Opens since 2016. He got an 11th and a missed cut. So some upside downside there potentially, but 1%, I mean, that's a good MME pool player. Lower than they should be for me right now. This is going to be obviously a major shocker, DJ. I mean, I laugh at some of the content and industry-wide stuff I listen to, because I feel like people like really think he sucks right now. He was 2 under with 14 holes left at the U.S. Open. 6 under won it. 2 under finished T4. Bogeys, goes a -1, still makes a turn at -1, and at that time was still top 10, make a run on the back, could compete. We had no idea. I think 4 or 5 under was leading at the time, Bryson and Usti, you know, before Bryson completely blew up. He triples 10 and it's over. You know, he's a guy that once he knew he tripled that, still came back and got another birdie coming in. And he's still right there, right? He finished second here in 2011. I know 2011 is a long time ago, but DJ is smarter than what some give him credit for. And when you listen to him in press and stuff, like, he remembers that kind of stuff to an extent in the courses. Is he coming in the best form? No, not necessarily, but he's still DJ. And give me the 7-8%. Do I have to go crazy on him? No, but auto play for me at that percentage. MME, will he hit my 1 to 3 max? Potentially. I mean, I still like some of the other guys. I like Brooks. All that kind of stuff. We'll get into that more for the movers and shakers, but I'm going to take a 7 to 8% DJ all day long. And I think Rory's going to be lower owned up there as well, probably flirting with that 11 to 12% that'll have a potential. I mean, it's not even close. Brooks, Rahm, and X are going to be the highest owned, and it won't be remotely close. And I feel like this, a course like this, winds, it's still going to be windy. The only thing with me, I'll get to that in a second. I don't want to get off track. But all those variables and volatility of the course itself, this is a quirky course. We hear that a lot. Bad bounces, all that kind of stuff. One guy that just always has that DGAF attitude is DJ. Like, if a ball bounces left, and he's like, all right, go hit ball. See ball, hit ball. And not to dumb it down, but he's not going to overreact to any of that stuff. He's just going to keep playing and keep grinding. Next lower than he should be, Bryson. I don't like him. I told you that. You can't call him a fade at this point, because I don't know if he's going to hit 5% this week. Now, if everybody starts getting on that, I don't know if he's going to hit this. I don't know if he's going to hit that. I think one or two ways to get at it: go hit up the 33, 35 to 1 numbers that are out there and just leave it at that. Or I think if you play him, he's a guy that could get a little steam, especially I think he's $1,000 cheaper or so than DJ was, or where's DJ? $500 cheaper than DJ. He could sneak up into that 8-9%. So what I mean by that is, I don't really see a path where DJ gets to 15% at this moment. So I can easily get 2x the field at 15-18%. And the reason why I say that is because I don't think people are coming off of Brooks, Rahm, Shoffley. A Bryson potentially could creep up to the 8-9%, which is still low, but to get way over the field, you leave. But if you think it's 5, you're going to be underweight to him now, and maybe you lose the leverage you think you got on certain players. And I think Bryson's one of them. If you want to go that route, I would project a little bit higher than that, just by name alone. And when people start seeing ownership projections come out, and oh my God, he's 4%, he's 6%. No matter who you use, all of them are relatively in the same, you know, atmosphere. Obviously, I'd suggest you use mine and ours, but he's one that you could see trickle upwards, and you may want to make sure, well, I may get 7-8%, so at least I'm even on the field if you go that route. Willie Z, 2-4%. Just too good of a talent overall to ignore, and at that low of ownership, I can have 8% of them and potentially 2x, maybe 4x the field if he comes in that 2-3% number. I'll have some Willie Z. Kuchar, a guy I'd never, ever, ever play, but it's really hard to, and he's not going to come out in any kind of model rankings, all that kind of jazz this week. But last four opens, a 46th, a 2nd, a 9th, and a 41st. So always made the cut, top 40 or better, top 46 or better, any 7K. So a made cut here, again, 6-6 is going to be huge, we think. No matter the form, no matter whatever, I mean, he's a grinder. He does his stuff well. He has the history. And he's super low owned and cheap. So that's a guy I'm okay going, I don't mind having, even if it's 2%, 4%, whatever it is, depending on what final ownership look at. Even if he's, let's say he's 3% and you go 5, you're 1.5x the field. That's fine, especially in a big MME type deal that gives you good leverage, low owned guy. Upside is top 25. Well, upside, I mean, top 10. He's done it 2 of the last 3 years at the British Open. So that's a guy we'll keep our eye on as we get closer to tomorrow's lock as well. Weather and course update for me. Like I said, rain's gone. Little to no chance of rain the rest of the week. Wind will be a factor, but it looks to be consistently out of the north, northeast, northwest, north. I put a course map in the deep dive yesterday article on the premium member article stuff. If you guys want to go check a look at that and kind of see how it really looks like a lot of the holes, this wind's going to be a crosswind. There will be some that it helps and hurts directly. I think 18 goes straight into north wind pretty much all week. But the winds aren't changing a lot like we have seen here. And there's not a big dramatic, you know, 30 to 10 to 5 to 30. It looks fairly consistent and relatively strong all week. So for me, it more goes, okay, who do I like playing in the wind in general, as opposed to where's a huge advantage for this? Because I don't see a wave advantage. As of now, I'm not wasting any time on wave stacking, time stacking, all that. I will keep monitoring it, especially as we get to within 12 hours of lock, 6 hours of lock, and update the premium members as I can. But as of now, I'm more going to focus on, okay, if we have a pretty constant wind, who do I like even better out of that type of situation? If at all, maybe you don't factor that and just go, you know, it's going to be a hard course no matter what. You know, let's giddy up and go with these guys, which I certainly understand that as well. Don't forget, British gets you 30% off includes a free 7-day trial. No better time to come check us out. Free giveaways mentioned at the top. That Masters right there that I put up yesterday. I have another one. You saw it. Giving that away. I'll probably give some balls away as well as those other two things. Two of the winners will come from iTunes Rate and Review. Go ahead and get that in now. And then subscribe to us on YouTube. Like this video. Tell me who your favorite play is. 8K in the 8K range. I gave you another one yesterday. Go check that out on the Smash Factor, or Sunday actually. And we will be with you tomorrow with big giveaways. I'll retweet this. Talk about it. Appreciate all the love and support this week. It's a big week for us. And then we head to NFL and college football, which is some of our bread and butter stuff. Appreciate it, guys. Have a blessed week. See you tomorrow.